As a special feature for Aviation Consumer and AvWeb subscribers, we recently interviewed Dale Klapmeyer, Vice President and Co-Founder of Cirrus Design, about our report on Cirrus SR20 Serial Number 1, which we recently examined and test flew for a report in Aviation Consumer. To read the details of our findings, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.
We're speaking with Dale Klapmeyer, Vice President and Co-Founder of Cirrus Design. Dale, we recently spent a day with Tom Pebbles, who is owner of Cirrus Serial Number 1005, the first production Cirrus off the line. Now, we were curious to see how the airplane has held up over the years, and we would say that it's done well. Nonetheless, no airplane is perfect, and we'd like to ask for your views on some of our findings.
Sure.
First, the composite construction. Serial number 1005 is cosmetically presentable, but it has some major cratering in the finish. Now, in general, has the Cirrus experience, how has that been, your experience on the durability of the early composites?
Durability has been very, very good. Composites hold up extremely well. The finish of the airplane, as far as the paint, we use a very standard paint on it, and paint on a composite has to be maintained just like paint on any other airplane. On a metal airplane, the paint doesn't really care. What you will see with a composite airplane, because of the flexibility of composites around some of the joints, you might see hairline cracks in the paint, which is really just a crack in the paint surface.
Mm-hmm.
That's not anything to worry about. It doesn't mean anything about the structure underneath. It just can look ugly.
Now, Dale, based on your experience with this composite material, has any of your procedures changed since the beginning?
As far as how we build the airplane?
Right.
The composites? Well, in general, the procedure of laying up the composites hasn't changed. But in reality, everything has changed. Our procedures have gotten very, very tight. Every tool on the airplane has changed since we built the first airplanes. Our assembly tools are much different. The way we assemble the airplane now is much more automated. We've got very, very large steel assembly tools, hydraulic driven. When this airplane goes together, it goes together with such a greater degree of precision than it went together in those early airplanes that all of those things definitely help the longevity, and probably the biggest thing is in the weight of the airplane. You know, every single bond is controlled so much better, and the tools are better. The bonds are very, very consistent now compared to what we had in the beginning when so much was put together by hand.
Are your tolerances tighter on, like, the way doors fit into the openings and so forth also?
Much, much tighter.
Now, based on your experience, will there be a life limit set on these airframes?
Well, every airframe certified after 1968 when we went to the FARS system has a life limit. That is just now one of the rules. Any airplane that does not have a life limit is an older design that was designed under the CAR 3 certification rules. Now, when you look at composites specifically, and that's composites in a general term over aluminum, when composites bend and flex, they do not change molecularly.
Mm-hmm.
Aluminum is changing from the moment you first start to flex it, and it becomes more brittle. With composite, what you have is a flex limit that once you go beyond that, you have micro cracking in the composites that start to deteriorate the strength. So as long as you design around flexibility, that you can't overflex it, theoretically, it never fatigues. So we've tested all our airplanes to a 12,000-hour life limit. But 12,000 hours is a very, very long time. But it doesn't mean that we're going to chop up airplanes at 12,000 hours. It means that there's an inspection criteria.
Now, Dale, we reviewed the aircraft maintenance logs and spoke to the shop maintaining it, and he described it as about like any other airplane in terms of cost and difficulty to maintain. Now, wasn't the airplane supposed to be simpler and cheaper to maintain than a conventional aircraft?
The systems on our airplane are the same systems that are on every other airplane. What takes maintenance? Our systems. We use cables and pulley control system. It's a standard engine. The early airplanes were standard vacuum-driven flight instruments. So those are the things that take the maintenance. When you're doing an inspection on an airplane, you pull all the panels, you look at all the systems, you take a flashlight and you look at the structure, but there's really nothing to be ever concerned about on a structure unless they've hit something. So it's all the systems, and if the systems are all the same, the maintenance is going to be the same.
Dale, Tom Pebbles told us the CAP system was an important factor in his purchase decision. As of this week, it looks like the total number of CAP deployments is 9. What's your view on how the parachute has performed so far?
There are 9 instances where the people have gotten out of the airplane praising the fact that it's there. Out of 3,000 airplanes that are in the field now, there's been 9 times that it's been needed, and it's performed certainly as we had all hoped. What we would like to do is make it so nobody ever used one again. We know that that's not reality when people are involved. People make mistakes. Things happen. Situations develop. We believe a parachute on board is a very, very good safety addition. It's good for when a pilot gets in a situation. If the pilot can't handle it, having the parachute is a very, very good option. In any situation, there's a pilot who could probably have changed the scenario to the better. But that doesn't matter if the greatest pilot in the world is sitting there saying, I wouldn't have pulled it. He wasn't in the airplane. The people in the airplane were in a situation that they felt they didn't have other opportunities for a good outcome. They pulled the parachute. And we would always rather have somebody on the ground afterwards saying, you know, maybe I could have gotten out of it, rather than have a family afterwards saying, I wish they would have pulled it. The parachute's there. Maybe that keeps the pilot from panicking and they can think through a problem and have a good outcome without the parachute. Otherwise, you know, let's worry about the airplane later. Let's save the people on board.
Cirrus Designs, Dale Clapmeyer. You've been listening to a special Aviation Consumer and AvWeb presentation. If you would like to read the details of our report on Cirrus SR20 Serial Number 1, then just log on to www.aviationconsumer.com. Mike Blakeney reporting. Thanks for listening.